Don't worry, the place will be full by the time we get going in this study. It's all good. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for everyone that's here. Amen. I want to be able to start off. I don't know if anybody has anything they'd like to give thanks to the Lord for. Dusty, you can be seated. Thank you. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for transitioning in the seasons. I have a testimony. 10 days ago, the Lord gave me some instructions to stop eating sweets and chips. And I gave up both of those because my numbers were fluctuating. And I gave up both of those, and everything's back to absolute normal. I'm back to a young man's blood, all right? The heart rate, everything's like just like a young man. And I'm running with energy, and I thank God for I'm dropping off the winter fat that comes on you, because the Lord lets you get fat on you to keep you through the winter, helps keep you warm. Alcohol, that's called fat justification. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm so grateful that, how many know that God's faithful? Amen. How many know that God doesn't start anything he doesn't finish? Amen. And, you know, when I was looking at this, I was saying, Lord, why do we have to go here? Can we go somewhere else? But the Father gave me instructions, so I have to obey him. Amen. And everything that takes place, God has a purpose and a reason for it. Amen. And one of the things to begin with, I want you to understand, we're going to go through the next several weeks, couple months, however long it takes. And we're going to go through 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, because that's actually one unit. Okay? And some people take that 13 out, and they try to use it in other places. And no, you can. But at the same time, it was written for the gifts of the Spirit and operation of the body, and how they were to be manifested. And love was... chapter 13 is the love chapter, so we'll get to talk about love. Amen? So this is a unit together. And it's addressed to the body of Christ. Now, as he's writing to the church of Corinth, this would be to you and I, the church. Amen? So as we're studying this, this is written to you and I. He says in verse number 1, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's get in our Bibles, get there. Amen. Verse number 1, he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you be ignorant. Have you ignorant? And it's kind of interesting, because in chapter 14, verse 38, he says, let him be ignorant still. In other words, if you're not going to learn, it's on you. It's not on the writer and the teacher. And I'm not claiming to be the best teacher on the block, but I love the Lord and I love the Word of God. Amen. So he says in verse 1, he says, I would not have you, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call of Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, let's start right there. Before we get started tonight, how many has declared Jesus as their Lord? Let me see your hand. So that means everyone has the Holy Ghost, okay? So we don't have to go looking for the Holy Ghost. He's already inside of you. Amen? So there's three things we're going to look at. Diversities are a variety or a quality of being diverse. Differences, there's various quality of being different, various quality. And distinctions, the quality of being distinguished, or values. Okay? Verse number 4. He says, now there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. We're talking about gifts of grace, diverse kinds of gifts, charismata. charismata, gifts of grace. Do we have that there? No, we don't. So first, open your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 12. The Apostle Paul, verse number 3. We're looking at gifts of grace. Everybody knows that grace is unmerited favor, unearned or undeserved. The Apostle Paul says, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Okay? So we're all children of God. We all have the Holy Spirit, and all of us have a measure of faith. Amen? "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office." Amen? There's different gifts among us. "So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another." In other words, what we have, the one next to us needs. Hello? Verse number 6, "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophesy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." So we find here, There's diverse kinds of gifts, the gifts of grace. And Ephesians 2, 8, 9, there's grace to save. So let's go there first. We're already saved, but there's a continuation of our salvation. You know, he that's begun a good work in you and I is faithful to see it through to completion, but we need to do our part. Amen? In this end-time revival, let me say something to you. In this end-time revival, what's got to take place is the body actively moving in the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? And so that's why we're studying. We're studying to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? So he says in Ephesians 2:8, he says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Amen? So part of our walking in our good works is the operation of our gifts being manifested in the body of Christ. So many times there's a fear that comes in the body. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And when the Spirit of God quickens you to do something, to say something, to make an action, to do something, by faith move. By faith move. Even if you mess up. What is this? We're in a practice field. You know, in other words, if I have to study to show myself approved, that means I haven't got it all yet. So as we're walking this out together, we're walking and we're learning as we go. But he wants us to understand that he saved us, but we are his workmanship, created in the Christ for good works, that God's ordained that we should walk in them and do these things. He also is, in this scripture reference, to serve in Ephesians 4, verse number 11. He gave some, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen? In other words, my job is to get you active. My job isn't to do everything. Now, let me say this to you. I operate in a bunch of gifts because people aren't operating in their gifts. And God is still moving and God is still operating. And God wants you and I to arise and do what God's called us to do. He says, as he gave us these prophets and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. To what? Till we all come into unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God never comes into any place halfway. Sometimes we may witness halfway. That's because we gave up on him and we didn't let him move like he wants to move. Amen? You give me a wave, hallelujah wave? Amen. Are you with me? Diversity. The diversity is the effects of God's gracious working. The effects. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5, and there are differences of administrations with the same Lord. Differences comes from the Greek word diaireses, D-I-A-I-R-E-S-E-S. Not, what'd you say? Diaireses. Yeah, not diarrhea. Diaireses. In other words, it's dividing. Diaireses means dividing through God's choice or option. He divides as he sees fit. The administrations, the diaconia, is the service to benefit others. So with this in mind, we have 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 10. The Apostle Peter says in verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 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 So even as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards. What is a steward? Someone that's been trusted with something. Amen? You know? And when God trusts us with this, we're to bring it for someone else. You know? So we're to be encouragers, motivators, helpers. Amen? There's enough negativity in the world. We don't have to have negativity in the house of God. Amen? We could look at everything that the adversary meant for negative and we could turn around and use it for God's glory and promote joy. Amen? Are you with me? I'm leading this as we get into these gifts and we're praying that they'll be operating as we're moving. This diaconia, the service for others, Jesus... sent out his 12 disciples in Matthew chapter 10. Verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So what the Lord imparted on them, they were walking in the gift of healing. They were walking in the gifts of miracles, okay? That gift was imparted to them by Jesus, and everywhere they went, that gift was manifested, and everyone was healed. Amen? So he gives us that example. Then he kind of gives us the example of the 70 that were sent out in Luke chapter 11. Go to Luke 11. 10, excuse me. Luke 10, verse number 1. And the word of God says, And these things the Lord appointed unto 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Amen. These were harvesters. These were preparing the way, people that prepared the way. And as gifts of the Spirit, there's people, God's given different gifts. And one of the gifts is the gift of intercession, intercessory prayer. That one of the ways is preparing the way, opening the way for others to pass in. These people even went before Jesus came to the place. Amen. They were going and praying and standing in agreement before Jesus came, and Jesus followed them. Amen. So he says here that the disciples are followers of Jesus. He said, and there was diversities of operations, verse 6, chapter 12, verse 6, but it's the same God that worketh in all. Distinctions, the operations, the energema, the effects produced by his power. I mean, you know that there's a cause and effect. In other words, there's someone, if you have a word of prophecy, there's someone that needs to hear what God placed in your heart to say. And that very word that was spoken, God spoke to them. And when they hear, you affirm what God had spoken to him, it energizes inside of them and explodes. But if you don't speak it forth, hello? If you don't allow the gift to flow, they feel like you heard it, then they second guess. Sometimes I second guess, well, maybe I didn't hear from the Lord. Everybody ever did that? Hello? You heard from the Lord, he gave you instructions to do something, and all of a sudden something changed. And all of a sudden you didn't hear what you thought you should hear, or somebody didn't affirm you, or what have you. You said, well, the Lord must not want to do that now. Amen? And the Father says, there's someone that has that gift, that word of affirmation for you that you need. In other words, your neighbor needs to hear from you. Amen? Amen? But make sure when they hear from you, one, it edifies them, it encourages them, and it comforts them. Amen? Don't go to somebody and say, well, God, tell me you're going to hell. God didn't tell you that. It's not over till it's over. Are you with me? You got a word? I didn't know if it was the Lord calling or not. Hallelujah. So let's look at energema, Ephesians chapter 1. Verse number 19. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in also that is which is to come. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That filleth all in all. Amen. So as we're going to these in the next few weeks, in verse 7 of chapter 12, it says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. The manifestation. The manifestation. So in other words, if it's never manifested, it never benefited or profited anybody. Amen. And, you know, there should be gifts of tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy and healing and miracles. And things should be taking place here. Amen. This is a Spirit-filled church. Amen. Are you with me? The Bible says, here's what, Romans 8:11, he says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. Not your spiritual body. In other words, there has to be some action taken. Thank you, sugar. What? Yeah, well, let's see. You've heard my statement before, haven't you? My wife is sugar. Every other woman in the world is just artificial sweetener. I've got sugar. That's why I don't need natural sugar, because I have the sugar that beats every natural sugar. And I'm not eating sugar. Are y'all with me? Okay, let's go back to Romans 8:11 again. If the same Spirit, what did that Spirit do? It raised Christ from the dead. How dead are you? Hello? If that Spirit can raise Christ from the dead, that Spirit can quicken the gifts of God that are in you. Amen. I'm looking for God to arise, man, in this house. Amen. I'm looking for a Holy Ghost good time. Amen. I see it in the Spirit. I haven't witnessed it in the natural, but it's coming. And you know how it's coming? Because God called you. And God sets you apart for such a time as now. It's no accident that you're here. He purposed for you to be here for such a time as now. Amen. Amen. And you know, we need to help one another. And to help one another grow. I feel like throw this on you, but I'm not going to. Huh? I love him. I love him. Thank you for that water. Are y'all with me? I apologize for drinking water in front of you. So in the next several weeks, we're going to look at the manifestation of the Spirit, the prophet, everyone with all. And we're going to look each week at the diversities, the differences, and the distinctions of each and every gift. Amen? And so we'll take them, and we're going to pray that those gifts manifest in our presence. Okay? Amen? And during this time, I just ask you to do something. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, seek that gift. You need it. You need it. Amen. You need that gift. I tell you what, man. Most of the time, I don't know what to pray, but the Spirit gives me utterance when I know not what to pray. And I pray in the Spirit, and things shift, and things move, and things take place. Amen. Amen. In other words, when I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm praying the heart of God. Amen. And don't worry about what somebody might think about me. I don't care what they think about anything else Why do I worry about what they think about me about spiritual things? I don't care. Some people walk around with their haughty attitudes. They don't care what people think about their haughty attitude. Hello? Uh-oh. Amen. Are you with me? Say amen. So, we have the gifts. In verse 4, we find the Holy Spirit. Verse 5, we find Jesus. And verse 6, we find the Father, the Father. We find the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So that's our prayer. Amen. That the manifestation of the Spirit will be given to every man. Amen. Are you with me? Gifts by the Holy Spirit, administrations by the Lord, and operations by the Father God. We're gonna have some wonderful, wonderful times.